our mayor refuses to stand by his immigrant community and he chooses to support Donald Trump and his anti-immigrant policies.
Lise Marie Alvarado is a Miami immigration activist, and Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez has heard a lot of anger like her since last week. That's when he said Miami-Dade would comply with President Trump's request to help the feds detain undocumented immigrants. Trump is threatening to cut federal funds to local governments that don't cooperate, and for Miami-Dade, that could mean $300 million.
Mayor Jimenez has made a decision that he will follow the laws of this country. And at this time, we feel the detainer requests are legal.
On Channel 10's This Week in South Florida on Sunday, Deputy Mayor Russell Benford explained Jimenez's decision. But most legal experts say the mayor is not obligated to yield to Trump. Rebecca Sharpless is a University of Miami law professor and an immigration expert.
The mayor acted in haste. There's no dispute. These are requests, not mandates by the federal government. The law, in fact, prevents the federal government from compelling states or cities to enact or administer a federal program.
Miami-Dade commissioners like Daniela Levine-Cava of District 8 want a commission vote on the issue. Levine-Cava says the county should also consider joining litigation against Trump's order.
We are a county of immigrants, so we need to signal we are going to take care of our people, not only those who could be caught up in the dragnet, but also our entire community that could be at risk when people out of fear might avoid cooperating with our law enforcement.
Miami-Dade passed a resolution 4 years ago not to help detain immigrants unless the feds reimburse the county for the costs. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.